This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visits, we spread out the story of the days leading up to the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. This was done so that we could get a better perspective to understand what Jesus taught in Matthew 24 and 25. It is clear there were those who opposed Jesus Christ and what he was doing. There were some who supported him and were devoted to him. At times, that number rose to multitudes, but their devotion and support dwindled when pressure mounted, led by leaders of the opposition. Jesus wanted to prepare his disciples to recognize what was going on around them and be able to stand firm in their commitment to him and his mission. What he said had application directly to their present situation, but it also helped them understand what it was that God was ultimately going to do. I believe what he said will also help us as we face challenges and crises in our lifetime, and especially for those living during the final days known as the Day of the Lord. As we study these two chapters, we'll use what I call the 4S study approach. First, we will spread out the information we find, then we'll sort it into groups or topics. Using these groups, we will structure the information into an outline. Finally, we'll use the outline to summarize what we've learned into some practical applications. I believe as we do this study of Matthew 24 and 25, we'll find what Jesus had to say is like reading today's news and knowing how to live for God in the world we live in daily. Now, if you'd like to review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.